Hello. I just wanted to give you a quick update on everything I've been able to do with, you know, the support that you've all given me through Custom Audios. So I have mentioned at some point, I don't know, I think it was a couple months ago in one of my audios that I was able to purchase a new portable recorder, which is the Tascam DR40. Ironically, I'm not recording on it right now. but anyways, the benefit of the Tascam is that it allows you to get really up close and personal with my my wet sounds. and I can also include whispering in my audios now without resulting in excessive white noise or needing to run noise reduction editing, which in the past, whenever I tried to whisper during a recording, if I tried to edit it, I would sound like a robot in space. So the Tascam is actually excellent for that. I'm still kind of working out the perfect settings for it. It's a work in progress, but I think each audio that I've done on it I've gotten a little bit more comfortable with it. Anyways, it's awesome, and I love having options. Options are great. So it's a fabulous option for wanting to record something where I basically am moving the mic around a lot because I attach the mic stand to it and can move it from right beside my mouth to down where the wet sounds come from. I don't know why I'm being coy. Anyways, so thank you for that. And then the big thing is that I was also able to enroll in my very first voiceover workshop, which I just finished this past month. So there were basically four classes, and they took place in a professional voiceover studio, like a legit one where they actually record voiceover industry work. And the classes were taught by either professional performers or producers from the voiceover industry. Ooh la la. So it was taught by experts, which was really, really cool to learn from people who actually work in the industry and who are actually doing really well in the industry. Like, their voices were very recognizable to me. So the training for that included radio and TV voiceover commercials, documentary and narration voiceovers for, like, you know, ebooks or TV documentaries, stuff like that, and multi-voice studio sessions, which is when you record something and there's more than one person recording at the same time. So let's say a commercial where there's three people in the commercial, and I have a line, then he has a line, then you have a line, then I have a line, then he has a line, then you have a line, that kind of thing. It was awesome. It was so cool. And the experience was really invaluable. I'd never done that kind of thing in real life before. I was so nervous during my first class. My voice was all shaky when I first went into the recording booth. And, like, I'm used to recording at home, lying on my bed, half naked, with no one watching me. So recording standing up, fully clothed, in a studio with, like, 10 people watching, and then also, like, you know, I had to take direction from the producer. It's, it's completely different. But it was super fun. I absolutely loved it. And I think I gained more confidence with each studio session. So, like, by the end of it, we kind of did a mock audition where we basically had like 2 minutes to read over a script that we'd never seen before and then to go into the recording booth and churn it out. And I was able to do mine within 3 takes, which some of the other people in the class needed like twice as many takes. So I was like, yeah, nailed it. So that was really cool. And the good thing is that the workshop is basically like an introduction to the world of voiceover work. So I now have a much better understanding of what it takes to succeed in the professional voiceover world and just what I will need to do to make this dream into a reality. And unfortunately, there's still a lot more that I will have to invest into training, into having professional demos produced, and putting together a viable home studio. Like I thought it, when I got my Tascam, I thought I would be able to use it for voiceover work from home. But unfortunately, I could use it, but for a paying job that's like legit, they're not going to accept it. So we got, you know, lists of appropriate equipment to consider, you know, the actual mics and the headsets and stuff like that, that I will need. And then I thought that I only needed like one voiceover demo, but it turns out that for someone like me, who right now I don't really have a niche, like I could potentially dabble in kind of the 3 different main areas of voice work. And if that's what I want to do, I need 3 different demos, apparently. So I would need one for television and radio commercial voiceover work. I would need another for documentary and narration voiceover work. And then I would need a 3rd demo, which is basically like animation and character voice acting. So it's more than I thought. And then I'm going to need more training as well, like for the actual, like the voice acting for animation is, it's a whole other world. And that's not something they really touched on in this course. So yeah, there's more stuff that will need to be done. Cause like anyone can try to dive into online voiceover work without much background knowledge or fancy demos or equipment. But honestly, they will be fighting an uphill battle to find paid work and get noticed in what is a very, very competitive industry, especially because even celebrities now like doing voiceover work. It's really quick and easy money for them. So having, you know, actual actors and actresses doing a lot of the voiceover work means that it's even more competitive than before. So I think the extra benefit of taking these classes and having a demo professionally produced will be through the power of networking. Like one of the classes that I'm hoping to take in September is run by the 2nd biggest voiceover casting agency in the nation. And if I take that class, then I have the opportunity to have my demo produced by the top voice casting director in my area. So like these are people who are extremely well known and established in the industry. And they are involved in casting every day. And if I can dazzle them during the class or during when I'm recording the demo, they just might remember me later on down the line. Actually, what we've been told in the course I just took is that they do remember you. So, you know, if you impress them, if they like what they hear. And that's a major benefit because it's like cutting through a lot of red tape and jumping to the head of the line. You're not just a face in the crowd or a name on a paper. If the top casting director in my area actually knows me as a person, they might be more likely to bring me in for an audition. And then it's up to me, but just getting the foot in the door is like half the battle. So, yeah, just like with many things in life, it's not only what you know, but it's who you know. So that's why I'm kind of going about this through this route. I never know which pronunciation is right. But yeah, so that's where I'm at now. I just wanted to thank everyone again so much. Thank you for all of your support with your encouragement and your amazing comments and PMs. They mean the world to me. And yeah, definitely I'm going to keep you guys updated with all of this. And I will probably be posting some of the recordings that I did during my voiceover class this past month. I'll probably post them probably on my Patreon. I don't think I'll do it on Reddit. Maybe on my subreddit. I don't know. I don't know why I'm worried that like someone in my class will hear it and recognize my voice. There were only 7 of us in the class, plus the engineers and the teachers. So like, I don't know, out of maybe like 12 people, the chances of 11, any of those 11 using Reddit and recognizing my work from the class, it's pretty slim to none, but still it makes me nervous. And yeah, that's why maybe I'll post that kind of thing to Patreon. I don't know. But regardless, I'll keep you guys updated. And, you know, if I do somehow miraculously, I was going to say magically, but it wouldn't take magic. It would take hard work. If I somehow miraculously manage to get some paid, legit professional voiceover work, just know that, unfortunately, I won't be able to like actually play that for you guys because it will go under my real name. But I am absolutely going to continue to enjoy, you know, my SaaS life. I don't plan on making it a one or the other thing. I don't want to stop doing this. I definitely want to continue being SaaS, which makes it sound like it's 2 different people. It's not. SaaS is me, but you guys know what I'm saying. Okay, thank you all again so much. And yeah, that's it. I never know how to end these things, so I usually just end it with a kiss. Mwah. I feel like such a dork. Bye.